Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So some of you have kind of asked me why I'm a fan of vaccines. And I keep bringing up one illness over and over again that I don't want to get. I didn't want my kids to get. And I am so grateful we have that vaccine for. And it's polio. Polio scared the living daylights out of me when I was studying it in school. And I believe the last case of it might have been in the U.S. in, what, 79? But in the late 40s, polio outbreaks were bad. They were common. And polio would cause paralysis. It would disable an average of 35,000 people each year. Parents were frightened to let their kids go outside, especially in the summer, because the virus seemed to peak in the summer. Travel was affected. Public health officials imposed quarantines. They wanted to kind of separate and restrict the movement of well people, this according to the CDC, who may have been exposed and then could bring it home. And so luckily, we got a vaccine. And by the 1950s, we could start to slow it down. The vaccine came out in 1955, the trivalent inactivated poliovirus vaccine and the trivalent oral poliovirus vaccine in 1963. So the inactivated poliovirus vaccine is what we still give. It's where you have the virus, you kill it, and it's like the shell. And so you inject the shell, so you don't necessarily give somebody polio. They just have the shell. The body can, you know, make antibodies, recognize it, and then hopefully fight off real polio. The trivalent oral poliovirus is a live attenuated one. And it was really tasty. It was kind of like a grape thing. Kids would drink it. The problem with that, and it was still given out in the 70s, 80s, 90s, 90s even, was I remember there was a grandfather that was changing the baby's diaper. And the grandfather was not vaccinated because that was older, over that he just wasn't, I guess, in the age group to get vaccinated, never did. And then he ended up getting polio, changing the kid's diaper. And that's how infectious this was. But by the time we got our vaccines, the number of polio cases fell really, really rapidly. And then we had only maybe a handful of cases in the 1960s and 70s. And since 1979, the CDC says there has been no cases of polio that have originated in the U.S. Now, there have been people traveling, bringing polio in. The last time this happened was in 1993. So that's why there's a lot of concern of our borders. You know, are they secure enough? Are we really screening people? Because you and I might be vaccinated, and we might have gotten our vaccine, and you know, but people from other countries could be bringing things in. So again, a natural occurring polio, not since 1979. But when you hear we haven't had a polio case in about 30 years, they're talking about a polio case where somebody brought it in internationally. So Israel has had similar success. Their last polio case was in 1988 until an unvaccinated child, 4 years old, contracted it. And so this is now the first case of polio. It's all over the news. People are a little nervous about this. How there is an unvaccinated child that got polio in Israel. The Jerusalem District Health Bureau launched an epidemiological investigation and will now be reaching out to people who were in close contact with the child, according to the ministry, according to the Times of Israel. And polio affects children under the age of 5, mostly, but it could affect anybody of any age. And what it does is it's an enterovirus, and it invades the nervous system and can actually cause paralysis within a matter of hours.
So what basically had happened, especially back in the 40s, is parents would kiss their kids goodnight. They might have looked like they had a little baby cold, whatever. And then they wake up, mommy, mommy, I can't move. It was so scary. Now, there's non-paralytic polio and paralytic. So the non-paralytic is where you get the cold. You get the flu-like. You get the fever. You get the sore throat, headache, vomiting, fatigue, back pain or stiffness, neck pain, some stiffness in the arms and legs, muscle weakness, tenderness. You know, I mean, almost feeling kind of COVID-ish, right? It could last about 10 days. But then you could get the paralytic syndrome. And that's where you start to look like you just have a bad flu, and then you start to lose your reflexes, you have severe muscle aches or weakness, and then you start to get flaccid paralysis, loose and floppy limbs. There's post-polio syndrome, where you get these signs and symptoms that happen after polio, like progressive joint weakness and pain, fatigue, muscle wasting, breathing, swallowing problems, sleep disorders, sleep apnea. You have issues with temperature. And so, you know, this is a virus. We don't have antibiotics to use for it. You know, this is something that, you know, it's really been all about trying to prevent, you know, and then the symptomatic measure. So probably, you know, if we did have a case and we haven't had a recent case, we'd probably use IVIG, which is immunoglobulin, to kind of block the virus. 2 out of 10 out of 100 people who have paralysis will die from polio. So basically there's like a 2 to 10% fatality rate if you get polio. Why? Because it affects your ability to breathe. And remember, if it's going to affect your nerves, it's not just the nerves in your tippy toes. It can affect the nerves in your lungs, which is why, that's why a lot of these kids were on iron lungs. So, polio vaccines are administered to children in Israel between the ages of 2 months and 7 years old. We get them at 2 months, 4 months, 6 months. And then they've expanded that where you could get your third shot between 6 and 18 months, but then you get another booster between 4 and 6. So you basically get 4 polio shots, and it's the IPV. I think we stopped giving the OPV a while back. So you could get it by sneezing, coughing, you know, very similarly to COVID. So not good. I just hope this isn't a new strain. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, our producer, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So, yes, I looked it up. Some of the refugees that are coming to America could possibly bring polio. This is something we spoke about when spoken about Afghanistan evacuees. The refugees from Afghanistan, we were going to be taking in about 126 that we know about, possibly more. I don't know if we're going to get the exact numbers. And apparently in Afghanistan, no new cases were reported. The last one did happen within the last couple months in 2022. There were 4 cases of polio in 2021. And so with Afghanistan, yes, they do still have polio outbreaks. I know we just spoke about Israel, and Israel having the first one in 30-some years. But in Afghanistan, they have had cases. They do have children vaccinated, but remember, Afghanistan now is being run by the Taliban. So I don't know how robust their or even not only their vaccination, but even their reporting is. So I have data from May. I don't have a lot of data, but there was a case of wild poliovirus reported in 2022 from Afghanistan. Ukraine had one in October of 2021. And then let me see what I have in terms of Mexico. I apologize that we don't have all this ready. It was a question that was brought up that I think is a great question, and I'll do a little bit more research, and I'll definitely write a piece on that. But with Mexico, I believe there haven't had any cases since 2019. So it's been pretty stable, which is good. Mexico does also have a robust vaccination. So they believe polio has been eliminated from Mexico. But, of course, as we're seeing, you know, people fleeing, it definitely changes the makeup. Russia evacuees seeking asylum. And they are going through, I believe, San Diego. Or they're going to Mexico. And then they're coming up through, I guess, to San Diego. And they're seeking asylum. These are people that do not want to be under Putin's rule, do not want anything to do with this conflict. And I don't blame them. I mean, if I was in Russia right now, I'd be like, oh, get me the hell out of here. I do not want to kill Ukrainians. I don't want my family, you know, dying. I don't know what sort of regime, what's going on. If this does turn into a Nazi Germany type thing, I'm out of here. So I don't blame people in Russia wanting to leave. I believe in 2002, Russia was a polio-free country. So it's still low. There's still not supposed to be a lot. However, the CDC did, I'm trying to find a date on this. Here we go. June 30th, 2021. They say there was a polio outbreak in Tajikistan. There were cases in Russia, risk of spread to other Central Asian countries. So there was a level one a travel notice. It has since then retired. So I guess that was the last time there were some cases that had to do with that. So, yeah, it's not, you know, not an easy topic to talk about. Nobody wants to be like, okay, why are we talking about polio? Well, because it is, you know, our makeup is going to change. You know, we always make the mistake of going, oh, we're doing everything right. We're vaccinating. As long as we keep doing what we're doing, we're going to be fine. But we don't realize that there's many variables. And the variables are we have a very unstable world right now. Unstable in terms of Afghanistan and the Middle East, unstable in terms of what China's going to do, and definitely unstable with Russians' expansionism. And the safe place right now seems to be America. People want to come to America left and right. And we have, over the past year, let our defenses down. And our border patrol has been overwhelmed. There's no wall. These border patrols have been using trucks to try to keep people out, and trucks and making a wall of their trucks. I mean, what they can maybe do, you know, I don't know how many feet with that. It's just not enough. We hear 365 Haitian migrants were intercepted in South Florida, so people are even coming in through Florida. And then you have migrants that are, needing rescue. There were two that needed rescue from the sand dunes in Yuma. And it's kind of warming up, but it also gets really, really cold in the desert. But Border Patrol agents from El Centro sector rescued two undocumented individuals. We don't call them illegal immigrants anymore. We just call them undocumented individuals in the sand dunes near Yuma. The rescue was initiated by 1:45 p.m. when the Calexico Border Patrol Station notified agents working in the field of two individuals within the sand dunes who were lost due to high winds and limited visibility and needed assistance. Yuma has those sand dunes, and they're beautiful, but it really makes visibility rough. And it was verified that the individuals did not possess the required documents to come here legally, which means they were coming illegally. And so since October, El Centro Sector Border Patrol agents have successfully rescued 148 individuals who were lost in distress or abandoned by smugglers. And remember, these people need care. You know, so when you have somebody who's ill, it's not like, okay, well, go back. They go to a facility to get care. This costs money. I don't know what America is planning. You know, I know we've opened up funds to ship down to the border and all that, and I do want to help people as a doctor. You know, it's all about, I don't care who you are, if you're a sick individual, I'm here to help. But, you know, in terms of what we're spending, it's concerning. And I don't like the idea that people are using smugglers or they're being trafficked, and they're going through these long, long, dangerous treks to get somewhere that they think is the promised land, and then they're putting their lives at risk when we just don't have kind of that attitude that other countries do, going, look, you know, if you want to come to Germany or you want to come to England, there's a process. Okay? There's a border you got to go through. You can't just cross. You can't just, you know, and we have to check your health status. We have to make sure you don't make others sick. So, yeah, could we see polio? We've already seen measles. We will see things from migrants coming in, no doubt. But we have to, without appearing politically incorrect, preserve our borders, protect our borders, and we're actually helping more people by doing that than going, look, you know, if you just go through here, or you just cross the Rio Grande, and you'll be able to make it. People are dying. It's horrible. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. One of you asked about the criminal element that's coming across the border. Well, that's a big concern we have when it comes to sex offenders, when it comes to, yeah, I think in Laredo, Texas, didn't they just get somebody who was a convicted sex offender that was trying to cross illegally? We don't need any more criminals. We have too many criminals already. And we also don't want, we don't want the drugs coming over. That's a real big problem. I want to look up, remember there was a beauty pageant winner, I forget who she was, and she died, and it's, let me see. And they thought it was suicide, where I think she threw herself over over a balcony, but instead, I believe they think that she was drugged or she had taken something. Hold on a second. I think it's Sozo Bethel. Let me see if I have that for you guys real quick. Let me see here. Okay. The Sun says that Zoe Soho Bethel, exquisite, it's so tragic, she was Miss Alabama. They said she took drugs to relax, but then ran full speed to the balcony before falling, but it was an accidental fall. So witnesses are saying she acted erratically and very strange in the moments before she fell to her death from the third floor of her Miami condo. She's 27 years old. She ran down the hallway, apparently didn't see the balcony, and flipped over the side. That's according to police reports and The Sun. And, I mean, she's an exquisite beauty pageant, has her whole world ahead of her. It just did not make sense why she would kill herself. They said hours before the fatal plunge, she allegedly took an unknown narcotic to relax. During dinner, she told her brother it was a small amount of cannabis. They said the beauty queen left the restaurant with her brother, complained of feeling hot, couldn't cool down, showered, still felt warm. Could have been a serotonin syndrome. Sadly, so tragic. So not sure if something was laced. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The average price for a gallon of gasoline in the United States has hit a record of $4.17. As this morning, President Joe Biden banned Russian imports of oil after its invasion of Ukraine. The national average rose by 10 cents per gallon in one day. It's up 55 cents since last week and over $1.30 in the last year. Six teenagers have now been arrested on murder charges stemming from a drive-by shooting outside a Des Moines, Iowa high school that left a 15-year-old boy dead and two female students critically injured. The teenager who was fatally shot is believed to have been the intended target. The two wounded teenage girls remain in the hospital with life-threatening injuries. In addition to first-degree murder charges, each of the suspects were charged with two counts of attempted murder. Stay updated anytime at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News. We've got an update on the tornadoes that hit Iowa. And with that story, here's USA Radio's Tim Berg.
The National Weather Service says a tornado that tore through an Iowa town and killed at least six people was an EF4. The National Weather Service saying the tornado was 800 yards wide, packed maximum wind speeds of 170 miles per hour, and was on the ground for nearly 70 miles Saturday afternoon. It's the first confirmed EF4 in Iowa since 2013.
Hackers working on behalf of the Chinese government have broken into computer networks of at least six state governments in the United States in the last year, according to a report released by a private security firm. The report by Mandiant does not identify the compromised states or offer a motive for the intrusions, which began last May and are still continuing. But the Chinese group, believed to be responsible for the breaches, APT-41, is known to launch hacking operations for both old-fashioned espionage purposes and for financial gain. This is USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
All right, guys, we're back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So for those people that still don't think the war is serious, the Russian-Ukraine conflict got serious now because McDonald's got involved. McDonald's has closed all 850 of its Russian restaurants indefinitely because of the invasion. What they are, though, going to do is to continue to pay the 62,000 employees in Russia who have poured their heart and soul into their McDonald's brand. Very interesting. We'll tell you why. So McDonald's said Tuesday, according to Daily Mail, that it is temporarily closing all 850 restaurants throughout the country in response to the country's invasion of Ukraine. But they're going to still pay the employees. In an open letter to employees, McDonald's president and CEO Chris Kempczinski said closing those stores for now is the right thing to do. Our values mean we cannot ignore the needless human suffering unfolding in Ukraine. Kempczinski said it's impossible to know when the country will be able to reopen its stores. The situation is extraordinarily challenging for a global brand like ours, and there are many considerations. Now, McDonald's works with hundreds of Russian suppliers. And they're the ones that, you know, so in order for McDonald's to work, McDonald's needs to know that they have supply. Well, as Russia is going to get squeezed, and understandably so because of what they're doing, a company might not be able to still run. Now, they're going to lose a lot of money, not only not running, but, you know, they're going to also lose money because they're still going to keep the payroll going, which I think is appropriate because think about it. If, let's say, this does end soon, which we all hope it does, but we are thinking it will based on how things went with World War II, obviously, and how, you know, it was a process that kind of kept going unless Putin could be completely defeated and with no ability to decide to come back and move forward. This could continue for a while. But if it doesn't, McDonald's, you know, franchisees and, you know, McDonald's is going to want to reopen. And they're going to want to have their employees in place the second they, you know, the second things are all go. The problem is I don't, I mean, if McDonald's is thinking they only need to pay them for a week or two, I think they might be in for a long haul. Just like 2 weeks to flatten the curve with COVID, it turned out to be months. McDonald's has temporarily closed 108 restaurants in Ukraine, continues to pay those employees. Now, obviously, McDonald's could take a big financial hit. In a recent regulatory filing, the Chicago-based company said its restaurants in Russia and Ukraine contributed 9% to its annual revenue of $2 billion. They say, unlike other big fast food brands in Russia that are owned by franchisees like KFC, Pizza Hut, Starbucks, Burger King, McDonald's owns 84% of its Russian locations. So they have that power. I think they might have the power over the franchises as well. The franchisees, not sure. Yum Brands, the parent company of KFC and Pizza Hut, said Monday it is donating all the profits from their 1,050 restaurants in Russia to humanitarian efforts. It has also suspended new restaurant development in the country. Starbucks has also said it's donating profits from its 130 Russian stores to humanitarian efforts. Yeah, because people are wondering, why are Americans making money? And I got to admit, from a business standpoint, that's tough. I mean, I get it. If you are a business that has locations in multiple countries, and one country decides to be a jerk, and then, you know, then commit genocide, I mean, you know, you have a choice of completely pulling out, you know, or it's tough. It's tough. And so, you know, obviously people are like, what are you doing? Like, oh, no. Any money we make, we're sending to the Ukrainian front. That's cool. And you know what? I remember, most of the people in Russia aren't supporting the military. They don't support Putin. So feeding them, I don't think is an act of being a traitor. You know, and if money is going to, you know, to Ukraine, it's not the most horrible thing to have restaurants still operating. Unless you really want to cause, you know, the people to revolt and fight against Putin. McDonald's said Tuesday it has donated more than $5 million to its employee assistance fund and to relief efforts. It also has a Ronald McDonald's House Charities mobile medical care unit at the Polish border with Ukraine. Another mobile care unit is en route to the border in Latvia. So pressure has been mounting for McDonald's and other companies like Coca-Cola and PepsiCo that remain in Russia to pull out. Many corporations have ceased operations in the country in protest of Ukraine invasion. So you know how a lot of you guys have bought the Airbnbs. You have rented out Airbnbs in Ukraine. It was a beautiful idea that had started online. My only concern is I don't know how many of those Airbnbs in Ukraine are really owned by Ukrainians. You know, if they're owned by rich Russians or Chinese or, you know, and is that money gonna then transfer to, you know, it was a great idea, a great way to get money directly into the hands of Ukrainians. It's just if you don't know exactly you know, who owns that. And yeah, you could have a property in Ukraine that doesn't necessarily mean you're Ukrainian and you're affected by what's going on. So it's still very cool. If you do want to help, I have a fundraiser for the Ukrainian Red Cross and the American Red Cross on my Facebook and Twitter. Also, donating blood. People need blood. And even if your pint won't be shipped over to the conflict zone, then at least your blood will help locally. So if pints are being shipped over there, you're at least replenishing those. UNICEF, Save the Children, there's tons of charities that are out there helping. And so very cool. Ronald McDonald House Charities, I love it that they're out there too. Consumer goods conglomerate Unilever on Tuesday said it has suspended all imports and exports of its products into and out of Russia. They're not going to invest any further capital into the country. Last week, New York State Comptroller Thomas DiNapoli, a trustee of the state's pension fund, which is McDonald's investor, sent a letter to McDonald's urging it to consider pausing its operations. So, you know, will this work? You know, will these sanctions, will these embargoes with us, you know, stopping importing oil from Russia, will that work? Here's, though, what Russia might be thinking. Not in their defense at all. I wish I could cuss right now because I can't stand what they're doing. And honestly, it's very analogous to what Hitler did in the early parts of World War II. But my issue is will Russia think? If Russia's going, okay, they're doing this to me now. Russia, especially Putin, is not going to be like, okay, I want my McDonald's back. We're going to stop. He's going to look weak. He's not going to say, my bad. I mean, how this might end is he'd be taken out, and then his predecessor goes, look, we never wanted this. Let's get everybody back to being friendly. Let's all get, I mean, that could, but even if that happened, even if Putin was stopped tomorrow, to get everything to turn back on, first, are people going to want to? America may be like, nah, we're done. We're never going to want oil back from Russia. A lot of people are like, you know what? The longer we learn to live without Russia, I think we're gaining an autonomy. I don't think we're going to be that quick to work with you guys again. So what Russia's probably doing right now is going, look, now that we lost it, it might take, you know, years to get that back. Just like once you lock somebody down, look at how it's taken time to get this back. Like, don't go away. We'll talk more about it. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL.
Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. Okay, so we are getting reports that Russia is trying to recruit Syrians to come and help. Russia is needing allies. Are they going to go to Iran? Are they going to go to Syria? Are they going to China? But this is how that whole Russian conflict. I mean, this is World Wars for Dummies, and it's the playbook, and we're watching this playbook happen. And what's fascinating is we think that every single move we see each day is going to hopefully turn around and stop this. And that's what we hope. We hope. We're optimistic. In fact, there was a study saying those of us who think optimistically live longer. But I haven't been that optimistic because, sadly, I just see so many parallels with World War II. And, you know, if it takes Putin a month, 2 months, 3 months, I don't think he's going to stop. But the big question people have is, are these sanctions going to work? Are these embargoes going to work? Is what we're doing to Ukraine now, Russia banning imports of Russian oil, is that going to work? And as you know, the big headline today is Biden, not the other European Union countries, but Biden, though, for America, said they are not going to, they're going to ban importing fuel from Russia. They do not want to support or basically subsidize Putin's war. Their reliance on Russian oil and gas is now going to, I guess, accelerate our move towards clean energy. He says no one has to worry about price of gas pump in the future. We are going to have to worry about somebody hacking into our power grid and affecting our power, which is why I'm a fan of hybrids. I just don't know if I could commit to one or the other. We did talk about how prices are going down with cars, and you know, I think you could get a Chevy Volt now in the 30, 40 grand range. Still too expensive. But this is what I want to talk about. And we start to talk about this. So McDonald's is closing 850 stores in Russia, still going to pay their employees, because my guess is they're hoping to turn it back on, and then they have their employees ready to go. Ukraine, 108 of their McDonald's stores have been closed. Starbucks is going to donate profits but still keep their stores open. Yum! Brands with KFC and Pizza Hut still going to keep their stores open but donate profits to the Ukraine war efforts. But the one thing we started to talk about in the last segment that I want to talk a little bit more about is, what exactly is Russia doing and telling themselves when these happen? All right, when these embargoes happen, they're telling themselves that we're probably not going to get them back. All right, once America made this choice, and that's why it took a while, and everyone's really ticked off at Biden. I get why it's a big decision, because once you make that decision, you have to then double down. I mean, it's possibly a permanent decision. Even though we say we're going to, you know, this is all temporary, there's a very good chance our ban on Russian imports is now permanent. If Russia is an enemy of the U.S., why would we open it back up? Why would we open up that supply chain with them? Why would we engage in trade? So the reason why the EU is slow is because they know that that could be permanent. The U.S. can't manage this permanently. We could reopen the Keystone Pipeline if somebody kind of, you know, figures out how to politically get that done. I mean, we have ways to be able to. We don't need, per se, Russia. So anybody who doesn't need Russia will get used to not needing them. Just like, look at how you and I and all of us got used to not needing to be in the office to work. We figured a workaround. And then once we figured that workaround with COVID, when they said, all right, get back to the office, we're like, I'll pass. Same thing. Once Russia goes, okay, you know, if they ever go, our bad, let's be buddies again. Some of us might be like, no, we are done with being dependent on other countries. And this is something that I've been saying, and I think a lot of us have been saying when it comes to China. Why the hell are we so dependent on China? Why are we so intermixed such that COVID happens and we're like, huh, what? Oh, that's okay. You know, we're still friends. I mean, you know, why? How come we don't, you know, have that independence? We're so afraid of fighting Putin right now. We're so afraid of fighting China that why? Well, why are we so dependent? We need to be pretty independent. That's what makes us a superpower. We don't need you. We don't need you. So Russia right now is not going, ooh, I'm shaking in my boots because McDonald's is closing. Yeah, trust me, people are going to be upset in Russia. And Russia, you know, the country could be worried about, you know, an internal revolt and a revolution. But I don't think Putin gives a damn. And I think he's thinking, all right, we were ready for this. We were ready for people blocking us off. We're going to work with China. We're going to work with Syria. Maybe we'll work with Iran. We'll work with whoever. Does not like, who out there does not like America and Europe? Well, there's a bunch of countries. I'll be like, me. All right, let's work together. I mean, this is, you know, NATO is 30 countries. There's a lot more countries out there. And so if, as I said, if Putin, let's say today, goes, this is all my bad, I'm sorry, I didn't have my coffee, I woke up on the wrong side of the bed, all Ukrainians come back. Ukrainians got displaced. Kids got killed. Thousands of people killed and injured. Millions have had to flee. This is not going to end tomorrow. And even if it does, nobody's going to trust Russia. Nobody's going to trust their military. Whoever takes the place of Putin, they now have to regain this trust. And if somebody says, oh, yeah, he's a nice guy, he's not going to do what Putin did, how do we know? And so the embargoes are still going to be in play. If the embargoes are still in play, then the new rulers of Russia are going to be ticked off. And then this keeps going. So America is right now going to use this as an opportunity to let's figure out how we could learn to live without Russia. A lot of you guys, you're not drinking Russian brand vodka. You're drinking Stoli. Stoli's from Latvia. You're doing okay. Most of us are realizing we don't necessarily need Russia. That would be completely opposite with China. But China would be like, oh, God, you know, where's my clothes? Where's my sports bra? Where, I mean, everything, you know, our medicines come from China. So we have some heavy thinking to do. And we're also very vulnerable because, you know, if we think, well, we don't really need Russia, I mean, we're like, well, as long as we're fine with China, China has us by the huevos. So how I look at this is, I mean, I see what McDonald's did. Makes sense. They're paying the staff still so that they could reopen and be ready to go. I think that's phenomenal. I think that's very heroic, admirable, okay? But I don't think, you know, American businesses are going to be comfortable working with China, I'm sorry, Russia, anytime soon. And so as we start to learn how to live without Russia, Russia is going to get madder. And they're going to be like, well, we got nothing to lose. And that's why Europe is taking so long. You know, Europe knows that this isn't a, okay, we're going to just cut you off for a week, see what happens. Europe has to be ready to cut off Russia indefinitely. Remember I told you guys, whenever you want to fight with your spouse, don't say, I'm leaving you. I'm leaving you. Because what happens? He'll be like, see ya. Yeah, don't let the door hit you on the way out. Are you ready for that? You know, I always tell people, don't be threatened, oh, we're going to break up. Or don't be threatening that unless you are ready to be broken up. We don't call each other's bluffs. And that's what the European Union now has to figure out with their fuel. And that's why this is so precarious, because we're like, we're watching 2 weeks of Ukrainians getting slaughtered. And everyone's like, why? What are they so afraid of? Well, because any decision they make with Russia, we have to assume is permanent. And it is going to be from here on out. Yes, gas prices are going to go up. There's going to be fuel shortages. It is going to suck. It is going to be bad because we haven't been working on our fuel independence. And it's because globally, when something happens, it messes it up for everybody. So something to think about. 1-877-DOC-DALLY.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunnybay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps, and shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.